Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, or Shows and Tours, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down. The Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200. From Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. CV Fog has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at maximumsecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits daphealth.org. Revivalsstores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, squaredconstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. Joey. From her Tockwitz Loft studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. Welcome to 920 AM and 99.1 FM. Then the new music at 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. Because on all four of those spots on your radio dial, you can hear the Joey English Daily Datebook. Four stations, 5 days a week, 12 times a day. You can hear our show in real time on the free KGX mobile app. And then after we're through, Nigel Dettelbach right? I said it right. Nigel Dettelbach, isn't that pretty? Post everything on my website and my Facebook page. Please friend me. You have been. It's Halloween time, and it's almost my birthday, and it's almost Scorpio, and it's I need friends. So settle back and relax. I will drive. Lee Rice is in the house from
Eisenhower Health.
Pretty lady, still married to the world's most handsome husband. Red Book's most handsome husband.
Hottest husband.
Red Book's hottest. Well, you were married to the best looking, and now you're married to the hottest one.
He's always been hot.
Is that it? Mm-hmm. How many years ago was that?
That was 8 years. No, 7 years ago. Seven.
And you're pretty cute, too,
sweetheart.
Who'd you bring us today?
You know, in this last year, when I think about those people who are so incredibly important in the midst of this pandemic, I think, you know, frontline workers and working at a hospital, I think nurses are frontline nurses. And today we have Ben Farber, who is actually our new chief nursing officer and vice president of patient care services for Eisenhower Health. And, you know, Ben's going to be talking to us today about the impact on nursing in this last 18 months, almost 2 years.
81 weeks.
81 weeks of a lot of the same. You know, it's the ebb and flow, but I think, you know, Ben is going to talk about sort of, you know, what nurses have been going through so people can get an idea and how we've been able to support them. And so Ben's here
so
to talk about that.
So here's Ben. Hi, Ben.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you don't know that yet. Give Lee and I a chance. Because I guess nurses started being the frontline workers before we even had the vaccine.
I would say they did. They've been at the front line since before we knew what COVID really was.
Exactly. My goodness. Where'd you get your nursing training?
Cal State University, Bakersfield.
There you go. You haven't come too far. Your career has not gone to, no. And where have you been until now?
Most recently in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, my goodness.
University Hospital System. And prior to that, Eugene, Oregon. And then before that, Bakersfield.
Wow. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
You're going to stay now.
I'm here.
Yes. We say to everyone who leaves the Coachella Valley, call us when you come back. We've had folks leave the show and go to Greece and all these places. Call us when you come back. Okay, so tell us your thoughts, first of all. How many years have you been doing this, let me ask?
Oh, goodness.
You've been a nurse 10 years? You don't look very old.
Longer than that. I've been a CNO or CNO equivalent for about 8 years, 9 years.
Okay.
So this is by far the most unique thing we've seen, and I think you probably hear that over and over again,
right.
But it certainly has had an effect on nursing in a way that I don't think any of us could have anticipated, positive as well as negative.
Tell us.
You know, I think we learned a lot about working in teams for the positive, and we have learned so much about how we can shift healthcare to the ambulatory environment and help people get care that they need outside of the hospital. Those learnings have come at a toll. Nurses really are used to helping people get healthy and leave the hospital. And particularly with the COVID epidemic, we've seen a lot more death than I think any of us are used to. And it has certainly caused people to reevaluate whether or not they're in the right space, whether or not they want to go to nursing school. And it's caused, as administrators, us to evaluate how we're providing care for our caregivers in a way that's different.
Wow.
Again, as I'm sure you hear over and over again, we are learning as we go. So it's a constant, you know, with that constant change, there's constant change in nursing care, but there's also constant change in how we best support them.
And I should think maybe a lot of mental concerns. Depression comes to mind. I mean, you read the worst cases of depression used to be ministers and psychologists because they took so much of their practice home, but I should think nurses have borne the brunt of that too.
In the last year, roughly, at Eisenhower, we have implemented a new program where we actually have a psychologist that is available to our teams that happens to be an RN by background. So she's able to really support our nurses in the conversation she has with them. And we continue to evaluate how we get out to people who maybe aren't ready to reach out for help. whether that's in providing group opportunities or actually reaching out to them directly and saying, do you need some help that you aren't getting provided right now because we have this person we can connect you with?
How do you identify them, Ben?
You know, we watch for behavioral changes. I would say we have had phenomenal success in people actually reaching out directly to her. She has treated many, many caregivers at Eisenhower already for us. The next level that we're really concerned about is that there are people who maybe don't recognize those changes within themselves or recognize that need. And so we're learning how we can help identify them in a way that feels helpful and not threatening and can help them care for themselves.
We're talking with Ben Farber. I know this. He's the Chief Nursing Officer and the Vice President of Patient Services. But I've forgotten what Lee's title is. What is it?
I'm communication specialist.
That's not all of it. That's not how you...
Public information officer and communication specialist.
So we're talking with Ben about how his nursing partners have had to change a little bit, but the overall practice of nursing has changed too, hasn't it? COVID's changed nursing. Nursing has had an impact on COVID. What are your thoughts?
The overall practice of nursing has changed. We've had to learn to move really quickly.
Oh.
Not that nurses haven't always moved quickly, but there is so much change with COVID. We have adopted practices that allow our nurses to provide some care from outside the rooms in a way we've never really adopted
before. I don't know what that means.
So nursing has always been about patient touch and patient care and being right at the bedside. And with COVID, especially in the early days, not fully understanding all of the transmission that COVID could go, we started doing things like putting our IV pumps outside of the rooms with long lines to try to decrease the number of times patients were in nursing.
You know what that reminds me of? The early days of AIDS, when people were so
frightened. Ben and I were just talking about that before.
Nothing new, huh? Oh, I see. So the IVs and things were outside the room. Of course, that makes sense because of the fear factor.
And more than fear factor, it's how we keep our team safe and our nurses safe.
I meant fear of infecting the team. I saw. Should have finished the sentence. Okay, go ahead.
And the other thing that we've really done a lot of work on, and I can say this across the nation, we've seen a lot of work done, is how we support patients as they're dying when they don't have family members in the room. And so,
and couldn't have family members.
Correct.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So a nurse or a patient care tech would likely be the person that was sitting by the bedside to make sure somebody was with them as they transitioned.
That's terrible. What a challenge.
You know, and the one thing, I was talking to Ben about this earlier is I guess it was a couple of weeks, 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago, we had shared with the local media that we had 10 COVID deaths in 1 week. 1 week. And I asked, because they had asked me the question, you know, have you seen this? Is this the most you've had in the last year? And from our records, it was the most we had had in our history in one week. And so it's like Ben was saying, you know, we are in the business of healthcare. You know,
but you weren't trained for that.
And
nobody ever gave you a class.
And I think the dark days of AIDS and HIV saw that as well.
Agreed.
So, but you know, you go from, I talked to ICU nurses, and our nurses they're in ICU, so they're the last ones to see these people if they're going to pass, and they can't go into the room as much as they would. So they've had to transition that care into something that's safe for everybody, and it's been tough for them, you know, but they're a team, they're amazing, they're supported, but lots of adversity, but
of course,
you know, I think we're doing what we can to support them. And, you know, Ben's right there as the nurse leader for that.
What are the rules now, Ben? If I were at Eisenhower and let's say I'm just very sick, can I have family members in my room masked What are the rules now? They change by the hour.
They do. If you're a non-COVID patient, you can have family members in your room.
And if you're a COVID patient?
If you're a COVID patient, we have set up doorways that are actually see-through so that we can have family members outside the room to see them, of course, masked. All visitors, and this is throughout the state of California, to the hospital are required to show either proof of negative COVID tests in the last 72 hours or proof of vaccination.
Oh, my good.
And we've had pretty good compliance with that. We haven't had much pushback with that. I think people are appreciating the fact that we are allowing visitors in and families in. So I think they're wanting to do what they can to comply.
See-through doors, that's brilliant. Mm-hmm. That's brilliant.
I know. I remember when I walked onto the COVID unit and saw the doors, they're these zip doors with, because you can't have the doors open because they're all negative pressure rooms. So you had to have them closed. And then the patients felt closed off and alone and afraid.
Of course.
And so at least with that, you can, you know, have that exchange and that engagement.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Never thought of that.
It's
we
really
thought
helped.
About it in the very beginning. But then it got so much has been going on. Oh, we're talking with Ben Farber. He's got good news for us. Good news for us. And our dear Lee Rice. Okay, I interrupted your train of thought there. Keep going.
Well, I was going to say that the other thing we've learned is how to really celebrate the wins. So anytime a patient leaves that has beat COVID, we play Here Comes the Sun.
Oh.
And allow them to leave on a happy note.
Oh.
And I think that that's been really helpful to our healthcare workers as well, because it's given them the opportunity to know when there's somebody who's walking out and has beat COVID.
A couple of weeks ago, we did a show on burnout from people having to work at home. Everybody loved it at first, and now everybody's burning out because they miss the human connection. But I can think that may have a different application when it comes to the nurses. I mean, fatigue and depression and day after day of such, besides the medical issues, you just touched on two or three emotional, mental issues that I hadn't considered.
Well, and one other thing, and I was just reading an article in the LA Times about this, because there are nurses who, I mean, we also have a nursing shortage across the country. Yeah, not only here, but across the nation.
Yes.
And in this article, the nurse was talking about being at home and her phone going off with texts of, we need people. We need people. And this particular nurse feeling so guilty that, you know, she's already worked 5 days in a row, which is not typical for nurses. They're long days. They're 12-hour days. But we need them. So I think there's a certain amount of guilt that some of the nurses experience, and that they can't be there, that they want to be there, but they also have to take care of themselves.
Yes, to be there.
To be there.
Vicious circle. Gosh.
So I know, Ben, you can speak to that about what's going on at our hospital as well.
Sure. There is a significant shortage nationwide, which is not news to anybody, but I think people don't necessarily understand how severe the shortage has been for many of the reasons that we've talked about. People did retire that maybe had been holding off retirements. There was a decrease in nursing school enrollments, and we've also seen a decrease in graduates. People actually leave school when the pandemic first hit. So we're fighting multiple factors.
On many fronts.
Mm-hmm.
Doggone it. I know we have a really good nursing program at College of the Desert. We've done some shows about that, but come on, everybody. If you're out there and you're within the sound of our voice and you're looking for a career, become a nurse.
Absolutely.
Make things better.
You will always have a job. You will always have a place.
And it's a wonderful job.
I should think so. Give us your last thought that's good news, Ben. I put you on the spot.
The good news is that we know boosters are approved for certain age groups.
Yes.
And we know that wearing masks works to decrease transmission, and we know that washing hands works. So the good news is we're learning about the disease and we know how to fight it.
Bless your heart. Good choice of a guest, Lee Rice. Doggone, I take back everything bad I said. Thanks for coming by, Ben. Come back. You're young. Are you 35?
thank you for that. I'm older than that.
You don't look it, does he? Well, that's good. Do you still walk into patients' rooms and practice nursing?
I don't practice at the bedside in the conventional sense, but I do walk into patients' rooms on a regular basis. Well, I miss that.
I thank you, because I would like seeing your smiling face come in. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.